يوم يجمع الله الرسل فيقول ماذا أجبتم؟ قالوا لا علم لنا إنك أنت علام الغيوب.
The day when Allah will gather together the messengers and say, "What answer were you given?" They will reply, "We have no real knowledge of it. You alone fully know all that lies beyond the reach of perception." What answer were you given? On the Day of Judgment, the prophets will be asked, "What was the response of the people of the world to their call?"
إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ اذْكُرْ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى وَالِدَتِكَ إِذْ أَيَّدْتُكَ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ إذ أيدتك بروح القدس تكلم الناس في المهد وكهلا وإذ علمتك الكتاب والحكمة والتوراة والإنجيل وإذ تخلق من الطين كهيئة الطير بإذني فتنفخ فيها فتكون طيرا بإذني وتبرئ الأكمه والأبرص بإذني وإذ تخرج الموتى بإذني وإذ كففت بني إسرائيل عنك إذ جئتهم بالبينات فقال الذين كفروا منهم إن هذا إلا سحر مبين.
Imagine then when Allah will say, "Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon him, recall my favor upon you and your mother, and when I strengthened you with the spirit of holiness so that you talk to people in the cradle, and also when you became of age, and when I taught you the book and wisdom and the Torah and the gospel, and when by my leave you fashioned from clay the likeness of a bird and you breathed into it, and by my leave it became a bird, and you healed by my leave the blind by birth and the leprous, and when by my leave you cause the dead to come to life, and recall when I restrained the Israelites from you when you came to them with clear proofs, whereupon those of them who disbelieved said, 'This is nothing but plain magic.' You cause the dead to come to life."
That is, with God's command, Jesus, peace be upon him, restored people to life from the state of death.
وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْحَوَارِيِّينَ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِي وَبِرَسُولِي قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ.
And recall when I revealed to the disciples to believe in me and my messenger, they said, "We do believe, and we bear witness that indeed we are the ones who submit to Allah."
إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ قَالَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
Also recall when the disciples asked, "Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon him, has your Lord the power to send down to us a repast from the heaven?" Thereupon Jesus, peace be upon him, said, "Fear Allah if you indeed have faith." Also recall,
since the disciples have been mentioned here, the continuity of the subject is interrupted for a moment in order to introduce another incident connected with the disciples. This clearly shows that Jesus's, peace be upon him, direct disciples considered him merely a human being and a servant of God. They did not entertain any notion that their master was either God or God's partner or son. Jesus, peace be upon him, too, had presented himself to them as a servant of God and made no claim to having divine status or authority.
قَالُوا نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا وَنَعْلَمَ أَن قَدْ صَدَقْتَنَا وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ.
They said, "We desire to partake of it, that our hearts be satisfied, and we know that you did speak the truth to us, and that we are its witnesses."
قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا أَنْزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا وَآيَةً مِنْكَ وَارْزُقْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ.
Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon him, then prayed, "O Allah, our Lord, send down to us a repast from the heavens that shall be a festival for the first of us and for the last of us, and a sign from you, and provide us with sustenance, for you are the best provider of sustenance."
قَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدُ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Allah said, "I shall indeed send it down to you. Then I shall afflict whoever among you disbelieves with a chastisement wherewith I will afflict none else in the world."